You're listening to 90.1 FM KKFI Kansas City Community Radio.
Welcome to Isla Earth. You think gas is expensive? What about the price of platinum? Believe it or not, that's one of the things the automotive industry is looking at before deciding to make the switch to fuel cell powered vehicles. That's because platinum is the catalyst used to convert hydrogen and oxygen into electricity inside automotive fuel cells. And before cars using them can compete with their gasoline counterparts, the price of platinum has to come down. Fortunately, a research team from the University of Houston believes they've achieved this with a new platinum alloy. According to team leader, Professor Peter Strasser, it's up to 6 times more efficient and cheaper than current catalysts. With it, he says, cost has reached an important target set by fuel cell developers and the U.S. Department of Energy. Results so far are encouraging. If additional testing is successful, that's one less barrier preventing manufacturers from making more fuel cell-powered, non-polluting cars, and one step closer to making them affordable for consumers to drive on our nation's roads. On the other hand, there still won't be a less expensive substitute for platinum wedding rings. Sorry, boys. Learn more at islaearth.org. Isla Earth is funded in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison, and produced by the Catalina Island Conservancy, because Earth is an island.
Half moon and the lightning, full of hail and hot air. Tornadoes just waiting to get back over here. Unsuspecting. To think about when I'm bored off my ass. My husband sleeps hard from his ears on the road. My daddy sleeps a lot from his ears in the wall. And the cats outside sleep all right, but I get so afraid. Her little heart and mine, she might get in a fight, lay down and die. Sleep tight, sleep sound. Sleep just, but don't sleep around. Girl, your horrid ways abound. I just don't wanna know, 'cause we don't wanna have to come to your sexy funeral. Where everybody's feeling blue, I remember. Later.
I can't have you out running round. chosen on your hand.
Be
baby,
practicing rich
play. Did you know that you can donate your unwanted car, boat, truck, or motorcycle to KKFI Radio and get a tax deduction for your donation? Find out more by calling KKFI at 816-931-3122. This is Pat Fisher from Kansas City, a volunteer for 90.1 FM KKFI, our community radio station.
The 2014 KKFI Band Auction, April 10th through April 28th, is our biggest ever with over 120 bands and solo acts, including David Bassey, Wild Women of Kansas City, Danny Cox, Fast Johnny Ricker, Last Free Exit, and many more. Complete schedule at kkfi.org. Want to make sure you don't miss out on your favorite band? Email us a pre-auction bid at earlybird@kkfi.org or call 888-931-0901.
Thank you.
Blue Eden. Neil Young sleeps with angels way back in like the early 90s. Back way, way, way back a long, long time ago. I'm Benjamin. It's 34 minutes after the hour of midnight, and you are listening to 90.1 FM KKFI Kansas City. That's Kansas City Community Radio. Community Radio in the 21st century. That's right. Hot dangity. Hot dangity ding dong. That's right. We're doing a community radio show. We're live, folks. It's happening right now. Currently, here we are. 816-931-5534. ParagonRadio@gmail.com. ParagonRadio.blogspot.com. I have no Facebook page. I have no Facebook page. I have none of that. There's a Twitter thing out there, but I don't tweet. I don't tweet. I'm not a Twitterer. Because you know what? I am not that special. Nobody cares when I take a bowel movement. Nobody cares if my dog is sick. Nobody cares at all about those things in regards to my life whatsoever. So I don't need a Facebook. I don't need a Facebook page, okay, for radio. I don't need a. I don't have a Facebook, a face. I don't have a Facebook page for radio. I don't have one of those. And that's okay, because I don't need one. It's not necessary. We can do things traditionally. We can do things the way they've been done since Alexander Graham Bell invented his telephone. We could communicate the old-fashioned way, which I know the children don't like to do. It'd be much easier just to text the on-air studio, which now that I think about that, you could actually do that. Yes, you could. That's something that could happen. For you folks out there that just love to text stuff in, we need a text line. We need the Paragon Radio text line. Why haven't I done this before? I'll tell you why. I'll tell you exactly why. Because I'm a Luddite. I'm essentially, well, I'm not a real Luddite. I'm looking at five different computer screens right now. The text message has become the only way that we can communicate with each other efficiently, effectively, and it's also become the leading cause of driving under the speed limit, over the speed limit, in somebody else's lane, and just straight up getting into accidents. I don't actually know if that's true. Let me figure out what the mobile phone number is here. Maybe I could have done this before we went live on air. But the idea is we could actually have a text line, and you could actually text wouldn't be blank corporation, blank car dealership text line. That's not what this would be. It could be the It's a Beautiful Day text line. Or who else supports KKFI out there in the community? Who else could it be? Well, I'm such an idiot. I have to figure out what the actual text number is. What's my number here? I'm being difficult. I'm sorry. I apologize for this, folks. Oh, I know what we could do. Now, hold on. We're going to do this live on air, and you can't, all you people watching the Ditto cam, we don't actually have a Ditto cam, but if we did, you would see me playing with the computer. So we're going to try this. We're going to see if we can get this to work. We're trying it right now. We're texting the on-air studio. Will it work? Will anything go through whatsoever? Looks like the answer is unequivocally no. It will not. we could continue to try this over and over again ad nauseum. I'm sorry, folks. I'm Benjamin. This is the Paragon Radio program. Hot damn. You're right here with me. Oh, here we go. Here's the It's a Beautiful Day. God bless America. You are a great American. You're a great Kansas Cityan. We got a lot to be proud of here in Kansas City, and you're a part of that. Even if you just stopped in Oak Grove to use the restroom at that large truck stop out there, you're still a part of our little community experience for just a moment here. So the text line, if you would like to text, is 816-301-5731. That's fun out there. For you people out there that have never been able to communicate because you're too shy to call in, now you can text in your derogatory comments about the quality and nature of this program. That's something you could do. 816-301-5731 is the Paragon Radio, not sponsored by a single dang gone. That make any sense? Not sponsored by a single corporation text line. 816-301-5731 is the Paragon, not sponsored by any corporation, Freedom text line. 301-5731 931-5534 is the telephony number to the on-air studio. Well, Kansas City, you've done it again. We've made national headlines. That's right. If you go right now to any of the AP news wires, you go to international news. We've made international news yet again. I think the last time an event that happened in Kansas City was covered by the BBC, by the British media, almost immediately after it happened, was when JJ's Ristorante exploded a. And that was a couple years ago. But unfortunately, this afternoon around 1 o'clock, there was two shootings in Johnson County. And you can't make fun of it because apparently it was a hate crime. And it targeted two Jewish centers. One, an actual temple, and the other, a bit of a community. Or not an actual temple, but a retirement community. And the other, more of a community center. Village Shalom and the Jewish Community Center. And the information that's come out about this, this headline from the AP says, supremacist ID'd as suspect in Kansas attacks. Dateline Overland Park, a Johnson County jail official says the man accused of killing three people outside of Jewish sites near Kansas City is Frazier Glenn Cross. Jewish sites. Interesting. Really just Jewish community centers. The Johnson County jail official confirmed that Frazier Glenn Cross is the suspect in Sunday's attacks in Overland Park. Public records show that the 73-year-old Cross goes by the last name Miller. The Southern Poverty Law Center, and if you don't know what SPLC does, they essentially are a civil rights group that follows, amongst many things, white supremacists and other domestic terrorists. There's issues with the Southern Poverty Law Center and Mark Potok, but that's not the point of this. Apparently, this guy, this Frazier Glenn Cross character, has long been an outspoken white supremacist and once was a grand dragon of the Carolina Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. Great. The Southern Poverty Law Center reports on its website that it spoke to Miller's wife, Marge, and she said police told her that her husband had been arrested in Sunday's attacks. Yeah, Marge. Okay, he's not coming home for dinner, Marge. Oh, look at this. Oh, crap, bad timing. That's the first. A priest and a rabbi walk into it. This is from the Paragon Radio text line, 301-5731, 816-301-5731, and it's a Jewish joke. A priest and a rabbi walk into a bar. The priest sees a young man bend over to tie his shoe. The priest says, "I'd love to screw that boy," to which the rabbi replies, "Out of what?" Oh, crap, bad timing. So we have, I think that is probably bad timing. We have some poorly placed religious humor as the initial text into, we're just catching up. It's 2014, I'm aware. Paragon Radio just finally got a text line here. Very exciting. You just heard the little text line that came in. And our first text line came from a religious bigot. Well, you know, hey. It's what the saddest part about this is this sad and tragic day did not even one of the victims of this sad and tragic day. Somebody's actually trying to call the text line. If you want to call in, it's 931-5534. Look at that. 816-931-5534. I'm too excited by this text line thing. It's distracting me from the program. All right, so where were we? We were talking about the nature of what happened in Overland Park. We'll go to the Paragon Radio non-corporate sponsor text line in just a moment. We'll have to sift through those a little bit later. No, but unfortunately, the family of the first two people who were murdered by this apparent white supremacist from the Carolinas, they're saying he's not a local, which was the initial reports is that this character was not even a local. Identifying the first two victims as Dr. William Lewis Corporon and his 14-year-old grandson, Reet Griffin Underwood. Reet Griffin Underwood. They were both Christian, and the family thanked members of their church congregations, amongst other people, for their support. So now this is getting very confusing. This character, the former Grand Dragon, the 73-year-old Frazier. Where's this guy's name? This guy's name is going in one ear and out the other because he is essentially nothing. A 73-year-old Frazier Cross. Who reportedly screamed Hail Hitler or Heil Hitler upon being arrested. That was for the people on the scene, that was one of the original pieces of information that was reported on social media locally, was that this guy screamed Hail Hitler, so everyone's immediately going white supremacist, and then we find out that's exactly the case here. It's exactly what's going on. This guy targeted two locations, was unable to kill two out of three of his... I mean, you're assuming that his intended target, since he had screamed Heil Hitler, would have been Jewish peoples. He was at two Jewish community centers in Johnson County, and two out of the three people that he murdered in cold blood, one was a 14-year-old boy, were not even Jewish. I mean, this is a perfect example of the problems and issues that arise with anyone who takes themselves to be a supremacist of any sort. Human beings are so full of issue, problem, and fallibility. I mean, that's half of what religion, well, maybe more than half of what religion's about anyway. And then to look at a so-called supremacist who apparently wanted to terrorize Jewish people in Johnson County or something along those lines. I mean, you would assume that his motive in going there was to go kill Jewish peoples. He was not even capable of doing that. He killed people, but he was killing Christians. Apparently, there was no indication that this guy was planning anything like that. There was no indication that he was coming to Kansas City. He was not on law enforcement radar. He was on the Southern Poverty Law Center's radar. The suspect first opened fire in the parking lot behind the Jewish Community Center of Greater Kansas City. The first victim, Dr. William Lewis Corporon, died at the scene, and his grandson, 14-year-old Reet Griffin Underwood, later died at the hospital. He then drove to Village Shalom, where he shot and killed a woman or girl. The gunman also shot at two other people during the attacks, but missed them. The so-called white supremacist, so supreme in his whiteness. I mean, a massive tragedy, and just a general display of the failure of anyone of bigoted or racially supreme mindset, as they're just, they never are. In all the years that I've done this program, and all the people I've talked to, people that hold their own white skin or whatever to be in high regard, always fall way short of any type of measurement or yardstick of supremacy. They tend to be very shallow with almost nothing to go for them. Because hate's the lowest form of human emotion. I couldn't imagine something being lower than that. What's the reality here, though? It's kind of like the same situation we deal with all these shootings that take place in our country. Sometimes they're religious in nature. Sometimes they're school bullying in nature. Sometimes they're just straight up, this guy was on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. He had no sense of what was right or what was wrong. He was a chemical zombie. Or you can, of course, climb down into the rabbit hole if you want, if you can go really deep into that rabbit hole. Come up with all kinds of explanations for what could be the motive of maybe that character in Aurora, Colorado, or whatever it is. But this just comes down to the same fundamental reality here in America, is that this is the kind of stuff that happens within a free society. Good or ill, you have to either take it or leave it. Not saying that there aren't homicidal maniacs in dictatorships as well, and in tyrannies and societies that are not free and open. I mean, North Korea, for instance, is run seemingly by a homicidal maniac. They exist. And I'm sure there are other homicidal maniacs throughout these countries which are not open and free. And I mean, definitely you can look and you can say, well, in Europe, they don't have these issues. In Europe, these things don't exist. But that's not true. And there's been many cases recently where we've seen in other parts of the Western world, we've had these large violent outbursts, which I don't know. There could be multiple reasons for this. I think when it comes down to it, you know, we look at ourselves in this society and mental instability, mental health. It's something that's been abused and used. They shut down hospitals 30 years ago, put a lot of people who have mental health issues into prisons. Instead of treating them, we've incarcerated them, or we've done the other thing, which is use chemicals to try to lobotomize them into some sort of part of society, yada, whatever. We're getting more texts in. I can't believe I haven't done this before. At the Paragon Radio, not sponsored by a corporation, text line, 301-5731, 816-301-5731. It's incredibly sad. Family doctor, his grandson shot to death along with an unnamed female, possibly a woman, possibly a girl. Incredibly sad. But here we are. This is America, folks. This is the country we live in. This is the reality of our situation. There's the gun violence that took place today at two Jewish sites or community centers in southern Johnson County. In the last month, there have been 12 separate instances of shootings on Kansas City highways. This is also something, I mean, articles about Kansas City motorcyclists still go out and ride but are concerned about the prospect of being shot by random and senseless acts of gang initiation or mindless discharge of weapon. I mean, who can, does anyone know bullets are really expensive? Can anyone afford to just randomly shoot them down the corridors of our city's highways and interstate systems? There's something wrong here. I thought the economy was bad. This is the headline from, this is a KMBC Channel 9 story. Highway shootings, don't worry, KC area drivers. They're not worried about highway. Thank God. Not yet, anyway. 12 connected shootings. The FBI is involved. According to one local resident, it doesn't bother me none. If he shoots me, he shoots me. That's from Overland Park resident that drives the same route. She drives through the area at least a couple of times a week and said she won't alter that at all. Doesn't bother me none. It doesn't bother you none that people are shooting at cars on the highway? I mean, what the hell? What is wrong with this woman? She's way too busy doing whatever people that talk like that do. I don't know. What could she possibly be doing in her car? Eating fried chicken and texting her boyfriends? It doesn't bother me none. If he shoots me, he shoots me. And how does she, you know, come on. How does she know that it's a he? It could be a she. Yeah, let's be honest. It's probably not, but how does she know? But people aren't, I mean, some people aren't worried. Some people are worried. This is why I don't commute. Police Chief Daryl Forte has said he also believes that the highways are safe. Well, thanks, Daryl. We appreciate that. It's really nice. It's just somebody trying to scare people, according to another Kansas City denizen, and accidentally shoots them, it gives them the glory of thinking he's high-powered, scaring people, and that makes a man out of him. He thinks, and he accidentally hits people, is what happens. Wow, we have some real geniuses here being quoted by the local media. It doesn't bother me none. If he shoots me, he shoots me. I mean, it's like Lao Tzu could have written that. It's just there's so much wisdom in that philosophical thought. It's hurting my head thinking about it, actually. It's really difficult for me to just hear that aphoristic truth that comes forth from this KMBC 9 news article interviewing a local idiot about the prospect of being shot on the highway. And one guy did get shot. He survived, though. There was a lady a number of years ago who lived in Topeka or Lawrence who was returning on 71, going to meet up with 435 to go back to her home, had gone to some event at Starlight and was shot. Was shot by a random, you know, nobody was targeting her car. I mean, she was driving down the highway. Just a bullet, timing perfect, was killed instantly. And it was a tragedy. Somebody that wasn't from the ghetto was killed by the ghetto. And that freaks out people who have to drive through the ghetto. It's an absolute reality. We're supposed to have the shot spotter system installed in some parts of the town. ShotSpotter, if you're not aware, is a system of microphones that are able to triangulate the sound of bullets. Or at least the location, I guess I should say. That would make a lot more sense. Triangulate the sound of bullets. They triangulate based upon, you know, their ability to pick up the sound in different locations, the location of where shots were originally fired. Now, I know that they have ShotSpotter because the local media reports on it, and there was an interesting day in my front yard with the police department asking if we thought they were gunshots or fireworks, and then going, well, probably just fireworks. So we're like, yeah, sure, officer, probably just fireworks. Thanks for showing up after the gunshots. Really make us feel safe. We have, I mean, the Kansas City Police Department has shot spotter technology in some parts of town, but not apparently in that part of town, which they really should figure out. We've got another John Lee Malvo going on, John Mohammed, targeting people. Alonzo.